Chapter 41. Now it happened in the seventh month, that Ismail the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elisama, of the royal family and one of the chief officers of the king, and 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam to Mizpah, and there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then arose Ismail the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him, and struck Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan with the sword, and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ismail also killed all the Jews who were with him, with Gedaliah, at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war. It happened the second day after he had killed Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaved and their clothes torn, and having cut themselves, with meal offerings and frankincense in their hand, to bring them to the house of the Lord. Ismail the son of Nethaniah went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went, and it happened, as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam." It was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ismail the son of Nethaniah killed them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he, and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among those who said to Ismail, "Do not kill us, for we have stores hidden in the field, of wheat, and of barley, and of oil, and of honey." So he stopped, and did not kill them among their brothers. Now the pit in which Ismail cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had killed, by the side of Gedaliah, the same was which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel. Ismail the son of Nethaniah filled it with those who were killed. Then Ismail carried away captive all the residue of the people who were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people who remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had committed to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. Ismail the son of Nethaniah carried them away captive, and departed to go over to the children of Ammon. But when Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, heard of all the evil that Ismail the son of Nethaniah had done, then they took all the men, and went to fight with Ismail the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it happened that, when all the people who were with Ismail saw Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, then they were glad. So all the people who Ismail had carried away captive from Mizpah turned about and came back, and went to Johanan the son of Kareah. But Ismail the son of Nethaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the children of Ammon. Then took Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ismail the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after that he had killed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the men of war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought back from Gibeon, and they departed, and lived in Geirut Kimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ismail the son of Nethaniah had killed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor over the land.